AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Dr. Ben Carson didn't need a second opinion. He could see the handwriting on the wall.
You know, there's a lot of people who love me. They just won't vote for me, but it's okay. It's not a problem.
Today, during a speech to CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee, Dr. Carson pulled the plug on his presidential campaign, but promised to continue working in the political arena.
I'll be involved in a lot of different things, including My Faith Votes, which is an organization that is going to try to help the faith community to recognize how important their vote is.
Ted Cruz told CPAC he's glad federal investigators have granted immunity to the former Clinton staffer who set up her private email server when she was Secretary of State.
I guarantee you they're asking, what did Secretary Clinton know and when did she know it? What did her inner team know and when did they know it? And I will say this, in the general election, we've never had a general election debate convened at Leavenworth.
There's a new twist in the O.J. Simpson saga.
Police in Los Angeles are examining a knife that was purportedly found on the property where O.J. Simpson used to live. Police Captain Andy Nyman explains how the knife came to be in the hands of an LAPD officer.
He claimed that an individual who claimed to be a construction worker provided him with this knife, claiming that it was found on the property.
But the officer held on to it and just recently was turned in. Nyman says the knife will be examined to see if it yields any evidence that could link it to the case. Simpson was acquitted of the slashing deaths of his ex-wife and her friend. He is currently serving time in Nevada on a kidnapping and armed robbery conviction. I'm Oscar Wells-Gabriel.
A major storm system expected to start impacting the western, central, and southern U.S. late tonight and continue through next week. This is AP Radio News. President Obama says the latest snapshot of the economy shows GOP claims about America's slide are off base.
The jobless rate stayed at 4.9% last month as American businesses added 242,000 workers.
The numbers, the facts, don't lie.
In contrast to what the president says is the GOP candidate's doomsday rhetoric. In a swipe at Donald Trump's campaign slogan, he says America's pretty darn great right now, and the political debate should be about further boosting the economy.
Not fantasy, not name calling.
But says he does not expect the candidates to change their tone. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stocks extended a winning streak into a fourth day after the government said the economy kept adding jobs in February. The Dow gained 63 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.